Hello, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is How, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. In this episode, I'd like us to have some conversations and some discussions about trigger finger. Okay, trigger finger. We'll talk about this. What is trigger finger? Trigger finger is also known as stenosing tenosynovitis. And it is a condition where a finger or a thumb gets stuck in a bent position and then suddenly it straightens with a snapping or a popping motion, like a trigger that's being pulled and that's being released. It happens because there is an inflammation and there is narrowing of the sheath surrounding the flexor tendons in the hand. Let's review about some of the anatomy. When it comes to trigger finger, the one that is involved here are the flexor tendons. And these flexor tendons of the hand, it runs through a tunnel-like structure. And these tunnels, they call these the tendon sheath. Like a sheath, like a knife sheath. So there is a tendon. So this tendon that glides through the hand, it goes through these tendon sheath. And these are held by pulleys. And I'm not going to go into details about this, but there is pulley A1, A2, A3. So that's something beyond this. And I urge you to have a look at that. So remember those things. The A1 pulley, on the other hand, is located at the base of the finger, and this is the one that is most commonly affected when it comes to trigger finger. When the inflammation happens, the tendon is swelling up, and this tendon then forms a nodule. And when this happens, this nodule then will struggle to glide through these sheath, and it will have problems gliding through the A1 pulley. As a result of this, there would be a catching or a locking or a popping of the finger if you attempt to extend the finger. Okay, so that's what's happening. That's what's the triggering happenings. Or that's where the triggering, that's why those triggering takes place. The cause of this trigger finger happens because there is a long-term, there is a chronic irritation, or there is an overuse of the flexor tendons. And this leads to the thickening and inflammation of those tendons as well. And how does it inflame? How is there an inflammation or an overuse? What happens? Particularly in the hands. So if you have some repetitive hand movements, these happens, like when somebody is gripping all the time, gripping tools, typing, playing musical instruments, yeah, these repetitive ones can inflame the hand. So you need to have some stretching. You can have overuse of the fingers in a forceful gripping, like for those mechanics, the farmers, musicians. There can be sometimes an underlying medical problem can do this, like diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis or gout. And for women, and some very occasionally for men, hormonal changes. But this is more common in women, especially those who are undergoing pregnancy or menopause. So this can happen. And also trauma can be a factor or can be a possible reason why there would be a trigger finger. So what would be the symptoms? Let's talk about the symptom of a trigger finger. One of the symptoms would be finger stiffness, particularly in the morning. You can have a popping or clicking sensation when you're moving the finger. You can have finger locking, particularly if it's very severe. It locks into a bent position, and sometimes, that's quite painful. You may have to overstretch or to straighten the hand manually, OK? Okay, so that's something that you need to do. There could be a tenderness, or you would feel a lump or a nodule at the base of the finger or the thumb. And then you can have pain when you're making a grip or making a fist. Can you imagine these things, guys? This is really painful now, isn't it? And these symptoms will worsen over time, which can lead to a persistent locking. All right, there we go. Those are the symptoms. Painful, swelling, stiffness, the general things that you would feel in the hand. Now, which fingers are commonly affected with a trigger finger? You would have the ring finger and the thumb. Or if it's a thumb, it's called the trigger thumb. Ah, forgot about that. I recently saw a patient with a trigger finger and the thumb was clicking, and I still documented it as a trigger finger. It is a finger, but yes, you can call it as a trigger thumb. Thumb, okay? So most common is the ring finger and the thumb. And then it can also affect the middle and the index fingers. So multiple fingers can happen at the same time. How does one diagnose a trigger finger? It's the one whose responsibility it is. The one that calls the diagnosis is the doctor, okay? It's all the time. That's their duty. Unless you're a diagnosing OT. And I don't know whether there's such a post. Maybe we can do that. We'll explore that in the future. An OT advanced practice. I am a diagnosing OT. Cool. Anyways, let's have a look at some of the diagnosis, or who can diagnose, or how can you diagnose. The first method of diagnosing this is a physical examination. And when you have you can feel the nodule, or you can feel the swelling on the A1 pulley, and you can check it by locking and the popping of the hand. And there is this test called provocative test. And what you do here in this provocative test is that you ask the patient to flex and extend the finger, and then you just observe the symptoms. Even that is all marketed and labeled provocative test. Make the fist and extend, provocative test. Yeah, and then you watch it, okay, and listen to it, and you feel through palpation. The other one is a more high-tech one, which would be more costly, is an ultrasound. And why is this done? Is you want to visualize the tendon thickening, or if there's any inflammation there as well. Okay, so what are the options and the treatment options for trigger finger, guys? Usually, let's talk about the non-surgical ones. Rest and activity modification. So you have to avoid repetitive gripping or forceful movement of the hands. So for occupational therapists, these are the ones that you need to teach your patients. Splinting is another one. You ask the patient to wear a splint at night to keep the finger in an extended position. And so it will reduce the tendon irritation. Ice or heat therapy. Ice for the swelling ones. Heat for the stiffness. So you can do contrast bathing. Stretching exercises. Very gentle gliding. So it's called the tendon glide exercises. And this will improve the movement. And you need to have over-the-counter anti-inflammatories like NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and that is basically ibuprofen. And it will reduce the flame, and it will reduce the pain, and it will reduce the inflammation. When it comes to medical interventions, so steroid is one, steroid injection, so this becomes much more intense. So corticosteroid injections can be put on the A1 pulley. And then hand therapy, where occupational therapists and physiotherapists can do, but like I said, it's the same things. You do rest, splinting, gliding exercises, anti-inflammatory is very important for you to do this. And then the last part, if it's overly severe, then you need to have a surgical treatment if it is very severe. And how does this done? So what are the interventions? You can have open surgical release, and the doctors will do a small incision, and it's made, they cut it above the A1 pulley, and they free the tendon. And this is the most definitive treatment. But very expensive. Is it really worth it if you want to go that way? You didn't look after your hand. You've injured it so much. Then that needs to happen. Or a percutaneous release. So this is where a needle is used to break up the thickened A1 pulley under local anesthesia. Again, despite the anesthesia, after the anesthesia is gone, it'll be painful. How do you prevent it? This is the best way. So preventative treatment and preventative intervention is the best way. Number one, avoid excessive and repetitive gripping. Number two, teach your patients to use ergonomic tools to reduce the strain. The third one, you can stretch and strengthen the hands regularly, okay? Not a lot of strengthening, but just gentle glides, okay? And then the last one, you can manage the underlying conditions like diabetes, if there are any. At the end of the day, guys, it is all about prevention. And from an occupational therapist, what can be the role here? One, it is a preventative intervention by educating patients. In terms of analysis, you analyze what they're doing, find out what they've been doing. Have they been gripping? Teach them the activities to avoid or to minimize or to control. Most of the time, if it was the thumb, the way they handle the cup is a problem. Twisting and pinching. So these are some of the things that you need to teach your patients on what and how to avoid. Activities to avoid, yeah. There we go. And education, prevention. So it's all preventative intervention. And then if it's the hand, then it is restorative intervention. But you need to control that inflammation first before you do anything. Therefore, another point of intervention would be a modify intervention. Okay, there you go, guys. I hope you learned a little something about trigger finger. If you like this and if you learned something, pass it to your friends. Talk to your friends about it. Learn together and grow together. And like I said, subscribe, those things. But for me, I'm happy enough that you learned something. Pass this information to your friends over a cup of tea. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.